No, Christy?
She will be the one. She will,
Thank you, Serge. Hi, Christy. This is Gail. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I understand you were talking with one of my mapping specialists, Serge, about the first page listing we're filling out on Google today.
Yeah.
Okay, super. I'm guessing you probably have more than a couple of questions, and I need to get pricing for you. I'm running a quick scan just to see how K&B is showing up online currently. While I get that scan running, did you have any questions so far, Christy?
No, not yet.
Okay. Is first page Google placement something that you considered for K&B before?
No.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
No.
No? Okay. I'll kind of walk you through how everything works, and then we'll get that pricing for you. We can see if it's something that would fit for you that works. So one of the first things that we'll do, now, you're located up in the UP, right?
Yes.
Yep, that's what I thought. Iron Mountain and there's another town not too far away.
Heard.
What was the town again?
Kingsford.
That might have been it. Years and years ago, I used to work for Auto Glass Specialists, and I remember we used to deliver to, it was Iron River. It was Iron River and Iron Mountain. That's what it was. Wow.
Iron River is like 45 minutes from here, I would say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a ways.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Now, is it like probably not interstate highway, but is it 2-lane or 4-lane?
Yeah, 2-lane.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. That's perfect, Christy. That's absolutely perfect. The further out, the better. Further away from all the people-y. You got a good spot.
Yep.
One of the first things that we do, Christy, is we'll close the Iron Mountain area for the categories of hauling and excavating, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. And that's actually a strict Google rule that we're required to follow as Google Premier Channel partners. They hold us to a higher standard, and that's one of them, is we give you our undivided attention. So we'll never promote or work with any of your competitors in that 50-mile radius. So even if you don't travel that far for the work, you still have that protected bubble. And it doesn't make sense to pit two of our own clients against one another anyway. It's just kind of, I don't know, something wrong and dirty about it. It just doesn't sit right. And then we do all of the programming then that's needed so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, even if they don't know your company name, but they're looking for snow removal or excavating work, I would assume you probably do like site prep, pad prep. Yeah. Perfect. We can.
He does water lines. He's certified to do septic systems.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So what we'll do, Christy, is we'll use all of the services that you offer. I mean, right down to water lines and septic systems. We'll use all of those as your keywords so that anytime anyone looks for a septic system, K&B hauling and excavating, they don't even need to know your name yet. You come up in their first page results right in the map, and then they're able to click and dial you directly. So, and just to be clear, you'll be getting live calls from people right in the moment that they're looking for your services on Google. I assume that's something you would be comfortable with. You're really personable. Okay, I thought you would be. Perfect. We don't filter or screen the calls, so you get them truly when they're at their hottest and ready to buy. And maybe the best of all, we don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. They're unlimited, and they all go directly to you. Now, I noticed you don't have a Google Business profile yet. Have you perhaps sent in for one?
No.
Okay, no worries. So that's one of the things that we'll do too then. And you've probably seen the Google Business profile before. If you searched like hardware store near me, Ace Hardware, almost a sure bet it's going to come up, or True Value, one of the two. There'd be a box with your company information, like the click to call, click for website, the hours, sometimes pictures of their work, or you've seen that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Perfect. So we'll get that going for you. We'll also help you through the verification process. I don't know. It used to be super simple. I could do it, and it's even gotten to where I can't do it anymore, and I'm glad we have techs that handle it. They just know all the right buttons to push and the right people to call and the right cages to rattle. It's just easier that way, and then I don't mess it up. So we'll get you through the verification process, get that all set up, and then we program that so that when people search for your services, you come up in their first page results. Does that type of exposure sound like something that would help you guys?
Yeah, I'm interested to see, like, the price of it, I guess.
Okay, absolutely. And let me take a peek at one more thing. Now, you haven't done a website for GMB yet, right?
We did in the beginning.
Okay.
But,
Nothing current?
No, because then we just started using we've used Angie Leads all these years.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Wonderful. Oh, wow. Well, and I missed that notation. Serge had mentioned it. If I'd have known that, if you're doing well on Angie's, you're going to add, well, Home Advisor too, for that matter. You're going to do great on Google. You catch a different group of people on Google. And it's complementary to what you're getting on Angie's. You get the people who are in more of a hurry, like they want somebody to, they want to be contacted right away, or they want to contact you right away. Whereas people who are going through Angie's, a lot of times they kind of have to mull it over a little bit, and they take a little bit longer deciding. Still good clients. But just a different type. So, yeah, I mean, if you're doing well on Angie's, you'll do great on Google. Okay, perfect. And Christy, I'm going to see if I can get a website included for you, just because it is such a nice thing to have to showcase your work or even your equipment or even just a little bit about you. People always kind of like to know that backstory, who they're working with, and, you know, with the new push to be local, people are trying extra hard to find companies like yours. So we'll show you off and let them find you. I think a good place to start is just getting your online presence established, getting that Google Business profile up, and getting your website up too. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more, not even by a penny. If it ever were, you could call and yell at me, and then I would tell you that it was wrong and we'd fix it. But it's never happened. So you always have a solid number to count on. You'll never go over. Leads and calls and jobs are all unlimited, so there aren't any charges for those. And we work on a month-to-month basis, no contract. You know, truly, we're a performance-based company, just like you guys are out in the field. We know we have to earn our keep, and just like you, so fair is fair. So
right.
We don't believe in locking you into a lengthy contract. We believe in doing what we say we're going to do and just getting it done. Keeping it simple. So, just month to month then, Christy. And so I went ahead and approved the credits that Serge had requested for you. It lowered your monthly from $399 down to $249. And then it also lowered your setup from $299 down to $99. So the $99 then is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. Even if you, I don't know, you're kicking so much butt up there in the UP that you shut down for a month because you're going to the Bahamas in January, and you pause your service. When you come back, there's no startup fee again. We just resume as if nothing ever happened. Except you got a wonderful tan and you got to stick your toes in the sand. And I'd be jealous. I'd be very jealous, but I'd be happy for you. That's the whole goal. So, and then it's just that flat $249 a month. Never anything more, even by a penny. And that will get your Google business profile going up and online. So you're just that one click call away. And I did get a website for you. So, what that means is we'll be able to build and also host your website. So you don't have to worry about separate hosting charges or who's going to host it. We just take care of it for you. And then as you need updates to the site, we'll do those updates for you. Like if you've got new pictures of your work, or if you added new equipment, want to show it off a little bit, want it on the website, all you need to do is let us know that you need those made, and we don't charge for any of that. And it'll be on a regular www.com, something that works for you, for K&B. So an official website. You know, you guys are a perfect fit, and truly, I was kind of looking, I was thinking about suggesting some social media for you too, but just given the area you're in, I think you're going to do well just with that local map programming, just to get you seen for some of those other services you offer. I would assume septic systems probably are a fairly high profit job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of your other higher profit jobs that you'd prefer?
The sewer and water line, that's another big one.
Okay.
Building driveways.
So oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Driveways.
Septic. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Wait. Septic.
The septic system design, install, and repair.
Oh, wow. Okay. Install and repair.
It's like easier than that.
Okay. So, certainly, we need to get you guys out there more for those things. Would that help your bottom line?
Is there like something that you can put together for me that I can see?
Oh, I'd be happy to send something to you. What
okay.
is your, what's your email address, Christy?
It's KRISTI GUNV, as in Victor, ILLE, 21, at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And actually, I will send this to you right now. That way I can kind of go through everything with you. And yes, you will get everything in writing. In fact, what I'm going to send you is your exact price and package. So give me just a second. It's a Scotch email, so I need to adjust it with your credits. And I don't think we need the social media, at least not yet. I think you're all right without it. And that saves you quite a bit of money, too. Adding on, like Facebook would add $100 to the monthly. And I just don't think where you're at, and you mentioned driveways reminded me of something else too. I just think where you're at, I think you can get away without it for now. You mentioned driveways. I bet you've got a lot of new housing going in, don't you? People are trying to get more rural now.
Right. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, you're being invaded.
The basement digging.
Oh, that's gonna go on there too. Yeah.
It also does demolition and removal of, like, say, a garage or a, you know what I mean, if somebody wants something torn down and hauled away.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, we need to get all of that out there for you. That, too, would I wondered why the search results were so high. In the UP, we don't usually see that. So I was kind of surprised at how many searches had been done. But now you mentioning with more housing coming in, that explains it. It's people looking for all those things for new houses.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Have you heard anything about how many new people are moving into the area?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I just sent that email. Trying to see if it made it to you.
Yes. Gail?
Wonderful. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then that's the exact price and package that I quoted you with the pricing credits in there. Excuse me.
Okay.
And if you just scroll down just a little ways, I need a sip of water. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So first page search results on Google. We also place you first page on Bing. And we do write the content for Bing too. And then exclusive listing, meaning we'll never work with anyone else in your 50-mile radius who offers any of the same services that you do. And then the meta, we didn't include that in this one. That's the Facebook ads. It would add $100 to your monthly. And I usually do recommend Facebook ads to my clients. But like I mentioned, given where you are and what you've got for searches being done there already, I don't think you need it. I think it's wiser to get you on that first page for the services that you offer and get that settled before we add more on and see if we even need that backup. Save you some money there. And then, two, we make sure that your programmed website and Google Business Profile so that you're found on mobile platforms and desktops. What a lot of people don't know, and I didn't either till I started here and they told me all about it, is that the programming is different between desktops and like on our phones. So we program for both. Yeah, I know, right? Who knew?
Yeah.
I just assumed that I would get the same results, but yeah, you don't. So yeah, we make sure that you're first page on both. Okay. And then we'll also get you listed out to, well, all of the, I call them the old phone books, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, all of the directories. Usually it's up to about 60 different directories that we'll get you listed to too. And that'll help bring in a little bit more business there too. And then you'll be able to log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, what keywords people are finding you on, so that you always have that accountability. You can look at it and tell us we're doing our job or we're not doing our job. Guaranteed we're looking at it too, though, all the way on down to the line. And then, of course, you'll be getting inbound calls rather than having to do callbacks. So you'll be getting to talk to people fresh right when they're looking. Sounds kind of exciting.
Yeah, that eliminates the middleman, like I've been dealing with.
Oh, like, how do you mean middleman?
Well, because Angie Leads is, like, I'll get a phone call and it's like a recording. And I have to, like, call this 800 number back and punch in a certain extension and.
Oh, wow.
Kind of, you know?
And are you getting the majority of the leads that are coming through even then? I mean, with that type of system?
We get quite a few on there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then they take, like, depending on what the work is, they take a certain percent.
Oh, ouch. A percent of the job.
Like, say if it was a subject or something, I mean, sometimes it's $130 or, you know what I mean?
Whoa. No kidding.
Yeah. And they don't even, to be honest with you, I've just been paying whatever. I've never gone out there and actually looked to see what's up with there. I'll be honest, I haven't.
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound like really a great arrangement for you. I mean, I see what you're saying.
And listening to you, it seems like it'll be, I don't know. I'm interested in trying it.
Let's get you set up. Oh, gosh. I think you're going to love it, Christy. And to be honest, I put my husband's a home inspector. Grew up in Wisconsin, but I live in Colorado now. He was using Angie's and Home Advisor and having trouble. I'll leave it there. And we put him on the same plan and he's got a second location now, and I mean, he's doing so well. Let's get you set up so you can have better.
Yeah.
Okay.
My husband isn't here right now.
Okay.
He's actually boiling maple syrup.
So, oh, it is maple syrup time. Okay.
Yes, it is. I just want to, you know what I mean, run it by him, and which I'm sure he's not going to care, but he'll say, do what you want. But I just want to run it.
I gotcha. Okay. Shoot. Is there any way, could we conference him in, or could you put me on hold and fill him in? I'll tell you why I asked. Because we can only accept one company. When a listing opens, we get a list of basically pre-screened and pre-qualified, not called, but pre-qualified companies that might fit for a listing. And then our team is tasked with calling that area. And if you and I disconnect, they'll assume that it didn't work and they'll resume calling. So yeah, I don't want to lose it on you.
If I were to try this, say I sign up for this, when does it start? Like, can I pick one I want to start?
So we would actually start right away. So to secure it, we would take the $249 for your first month and then the one-time $99. And then one of the first things that you and I will do is we'll set up your onboarding call. That's a call with me and your technician, and they'll do quality control first and foremost. We do it, you'll find it constantly, just because we make absolute sure that nothing goes to Google that's incorrect. So that'll be first thing, and I like to set that call at your earliest convenience, usually next day or day after that, because right after that call is when we get to work, and I don't like to take your money and not get to work, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It just doesn't sit with me. Tell me what you're thinking, though, and I'll see what I can come up with.
Okay, so say if I do it and I get no interest for that first month, like I get nothing back. Nobody calls, mm-hmm. nobody.
Okay.
And so, like, because, like, right now is our off season.
Sure.
Because it's winter.
Yeah.
So usually he starts up in May. Which
oh,
I guess,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got snow, you know, so he can't have road restrictions and all that crap.
Sure, that's true. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, let me look at something. So, start to me. Well, actually, Christy, you know what? The timing is pretty good now that I think about it. I just had a forehead slapping moment. April is Saturday. So, we're only a month from May then. You think through. So it does take us a little bit to get you on the first page. And I would ask you to give it at least 2 months before you can it, just to let us get all of the programming done. So timeline, between day one, so we'll just say today's day one, day we get you set up in the system. Between today and day seven, we'll be doing your onboarding call, of course, right away. We'll also start programming. We'll file for your Google Business Profile. And the Google Business Profile, there's about a 6 to 10 day lag because Google sends you a snail mail postcard and it has a verification number on it that we need to finish verifying you in the Google system. So there's the wait for the postcard, but while we're waiting, we're doing your directory submissions, those, you know, the Yelp MapQuest that I mentioned. We're also running a tool on the internet to make sure there isn't any misinformation about K&B, like a bad phone number, or bad email or website address, anything that could be detracting from you. We go clean all that up. That's all still in the first 7 days. Excuse me. And then programming, of course, continues. And then by day 14, we'll have your website published and online. You can start giving out the website address to people. And then grand finale, having you programmed into the map on that first page is at about 30 to 45 days. So it's just an eke in into month two when we've got programming done and then Google gets their thing done. So that would be just about perfect for when he wants to start. I mean, you'd be hitting Google first page right about the time when those tracks roll. So yeah. And so true, if we can lock you in today, or set you up today, I should say, I can lock you in at the $249. So that price is yours for life. It won't ever go up, regardless of what this crazy, stupid inflation does or what Google's prices do. It won't matter to you.
So if I wanted to pause it, what's the time frame for pausing? Is it a month?
No, you certainly can. I do. Okay. And yep, you absolutely can. We work with a lot of companies that, for example, only do snow removal. I don't know what they do the rest of the year, but, they don't need our services in the summer. So, and vice versa, you know, we work with, people who only do landscaping. So yeah, you just let us know how long. We'll pause it. When you're ready to unpause, we hold your position so you don't lose anything. And then we just resume again. You might, in that several month pause, you might lose some page position because we also stop programming. So you'll slip a little, but once we resume programming, when you come back on again, it doesn't take long to get you back up there because you didn't slide that far. If that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Christy, this sounds like we need to do this and beg forgiveness of your husband later.
So if I do it right now, like, then we'd set up a time that we would, like say tomorrow evening, where you would call back and we'd like start the process.
Yep. For you mean for the onboarding call?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Did you want your husband there for that?
Well, I think
that's,
how long does it take?
Usually about 25 to 30 minutes. We do block an hour, though, and it is a window just so that you're aware. That way, if the client before you needed help with something, we take the time to work with them. So we could be a little late into the window. But likewise, we'll stick with you until everything is crystal clear and you've got everything you need. So yeah, but it only takes about 25 to 30 minutes usually.
Okay, all right. Then I guess I'm willing to give it a shot and try it and see.
Oh, awesome! I'm excited for you, Christy. I can't wait to watch. I love watching my clients climb up and grow their businesses. So I just need about 10 or 15 minutes to gather information. We'll get billing set up for you, and I will take your credit card at the end. I don't believe in taking it at the front. So I just need to verify some info. So I caught your first name, Kristi. Is that that's how it appears on your credit card? And
yes.
Okay. And then is there a metal initial on that credit card?
Yes. N as in Nancy.
All right. Thank you. And your last name, please, Christy.
Gunville. Gunville.
Thank you. And I guessed that too, but I didn't want to assume. It could have been a reference to something else.
Right.
And I'm, as we're going here, so as the lead on your account, part of my job is to make sure that all of your information is correct. And I'm verifying and checking several different areas. So, bear with me while I pop over here. Are you by chance a bilingual shop that we need to highlight on your website or anything?
No.
Okay. I keep saying I need to learn Spanish. I actually have just started. But it's old dog new tricks kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
And it's hard to roll those R's as beautifully as they do. Oh, I listen to some of my coworkers and they just, well, it's natural. So that just rolls off their tongues beautifully. So how much snow do you guys still have on the ground up there, Christy?
Oh, gosh. We probably have maybe 12, 14 inches, and we're supposed to get hit this weekend with, like, another 10.
Oh, come on. Winter needs to end already. Wow. Oh, gosh. I mean, we're still pretty cold here in Colorado. It finally just hit 60 today, but it should have done that weeks ago here. So we've been shivering, too, and we keep getting hit with more and more snow, too. Oh, yay. And
we were in Arizona last week because my in-laws are down there, and it was freaking cold. We had sweatshirts on.
I bet you did. you probably, our daughter was coming back from Arizona. Probably, I think it was the same weekend. And they, coming up over the mountain by Telluride, that they got stuck in that storm. And, yeah. That's the booger.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. And then, Christy, I'm going to send you one more email, too. This one is just informational, but it's about our dashboard and reporting area. So it kind of gives you more of how it works and what it does. If you care to take a look, that's there for you. And then, let's see, are you at W8369 Miriam W Road?
Yes, Merriman West Road.
Merriman, okay, perfect. Merriman West Road. Okay, and it doesn't like it. And that is Iron Mountain, right?
Correct.
Okay. 49801. Awesome. Sometimes it'll find it just automatically and just didn't want to. Just had to strong arm it. And then Christy, your 906-396-2121. Is that also your business line?
No. No.
Okay. I'm ready for the business number.
Yeah. That, we use my husband's phone for that.
Okay. I'm ready for that number.
That is 906.
906.
396.
396.
8633.
8633. Thank you.
And his name is Brad. B-R-A-D-D.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. That all looks good. Address is good. I was going to ask you, Christy, I would assume that that's your home address.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What I'm going to do, unless you disagree, and tell me if you do, I'm going to put a big fat note in here for our technician and Google to not publish your street name and address. So you'll still be pinned. Okay, good. We agree. I thought you would. People just don't, they don't need that.
Yeah, I agree.
You'll still be pinned in the map in that same area, I mean, within a few blocks, but not so close that you would be navigable. So, yeah, we don't want that. And do you have a Facebook? Oh, you said no, you don't have a Facebook page yet. Please excuse my dog. You don't have a Facebook. Oh. You know, everything that's within their eyesight deserves a bark. And a kid just, a harmless little kid just rode by on a bike. I mean, they go out and look at me. We bark. I don't know what I'd do without them, though. There was a question I just had for you. We got sidetracked on dog. No, it wasn't the address. It wasn't your husband's number. Oh, Facebook. That's where we were. Oh, what was that, Christy?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say about Facebook?
Do you have Facebook for Candy yet?
No.
Okay. Is it something that you'd be interested in?
Not right now.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to put a note. There we go. That way they won't pester you about it. Okay. And then, Christy, on your website, did you want us to add any payment options? Like if you take PayPal or Cash App or Zelle or Venmo, we can put them on your website.
No, because usually people are, it's just either check or cash.
That's what I would think, especially, I mean, those higher bills, you don't want to give away. I don't know what the percentages are. I think PayPal last time I knew it was like 3%. That's, that's a lot when you do a sewer system.
It is.
I don't think you want that on a credit card.
No.
good, leaving it off. Checking off a couple of other things. So I've got another optional item for you too, Christy. We've got something, it's called our Splash Call app. It's an app that you would download from the Play Store, just like you would anything else. Works on iPhones, it works on, all the platforms, so it doesn't matter what kind of cell phone you put it on. But the app itself comes with its own unique phone number that would be local to you. So what it was designed for is so that you could keep business and personal separate but not have to carry two cell phones. So if you wanted to make a business call, you'd go into the app, dial the number there, and it travels over your regular cell signal, so it doesn't, there are no additional data charges. And then you would call that customer through the app. Now, a couple of cool things about it. You can have unlimited lines on the app. So if you've got, do you have any employees? Or is it just you and your hubby for now? Okay. So, and if, so that employee, or if you add other employees on, well, and you and your husband each too, you all can have the app. You can all have phone numbers on your account, and they're unlimited. You can have as many as you want. I mean, if you had 100 employees, I guess you'd have 100 lines. But one of the cool things that it does is it records and logs all of the calls for you. So let's say Brad takes a call. He's in the excavator and it's noisy. He's not writing stuff down. but he gets an address and somebody needs a quote, and then he forgets what it was. You can go back later and listen to the recording and pick out all of the info you need, and so you don't lose that job. But so that he can keep going too. So it kind of solves both of those. Is that something you'd be interested in? There's no charge for it if you are.
Not right now. I'm going to say no.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry, that's what?
I said that'll confuse him.
We don't want to do that. Let's not. Confused husbands generally aren't a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. He's got his little Bible that he carries around and stuff in there. Yeah.
He's got his system. We'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
And then company name, I've got capital K, the and symbol, capital B, hauling, the and symbol, excavating. Is that correct?
It's actually, okay, the K, the and,
okay.
And then the B, and then it's the word and, or excuse me, K and B, and the hauling and the word and.
Thank you.
Yep.
Perfect. Got it. Got that fixed.
And then excavating LLC.
Okay, super. LLC on there too. Here we are. Good.
Come on.
And then let's go through and list out your services. So, of course, I'm going to say excavation. Hauling. Do you think I can get away with saying trucking?
See, people get that mixed up with, like, when you say trucking up here, they think of it as, like, hauling, like, say, the truck, I don't know. Because I think a lot of people think when you say trucking, we have, like, so much logging and,
right.
And I don't know if people get that mixed up with that.
I think you're right. No, I agree. Now that you mentioned that, yep. No, let's leave trucking off. You don't want him going long haul with the dumper, I'm guessing.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right. Or maybe you do want to get rid of him sometimes. I don't know.
Someday.
I shouldn't assume, right? Oh, gosh. Our poor husbands. So, excavation, hauling, septic systems. Now, septic systems.
Yes,
can I say... Oh, go ahead.
Design. For septic, he does design, install, and repair.
Perfect.
Demolition and removal services.
Oops. And you said demolition and removal services.
Yep. Driveway building.
No. We could probably say debris hauling, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Does he do
sewer and water?
Oh, water lines. We didn't get that.
Yes, sewer and water.
Water lines, sewer lines. Perfect. Driveway, septic, design, install, repair. Oh, basement digging we were going to put. I noted that earlier, and I forgot to drag it over till just now. site prep. had. How else could we say that? Concrete prep.
Yes, he does a lot of that.
Luna. He could do the excavation for a stem wall, I would assume.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, somebody searches for stem wall excavation, they might.
Right.
Okay, that's a good looking list. Can you think of any others, Christy?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, if you think of any others between now and your onboarding call, you can give them to us then. But at any time down the road, too, if you think of other services or you add services, just let us know, and we get it into all of your programming. So it goes everywhere. Don't think you can't show off the new Caterpillar that hubby gets or whatever it is. Yeah, absolutely. And two, don't be shy of sending pictures of your equipment. You know, people like to see that too. So you can send us those photos too.
Okay.
All right. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. And I owe you a couple of text messages here too. In fact, I'll get caught up on those while we do your set up your onboarding. So the onboarding, like I mentioned, it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And we do block an hour. So I like to schedule it at your earliest convenience. Like I said, I don't like taking your money and then not doing the work. So I like us to get to work right away. So let's see what we've got. Now you're Central Time, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. All right, so we've got tomorrow at 9. We've got a noon tomorrow. Let's see what else. They're kind of packed tomorrow. The other one looks
I work till 3:30 every day.
Okay.
So
it'd have to be after that. So if we went with a 4:00, would that work for you?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see where we've got a 4:00. How about Friday? Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. I can live with that. I won't climb out of my skin waiting. I can handle a day, Christy. I'll be all right. I really am OCD about that. I don't like taking money and not getting busy right away.
No.
And I just spotted a typo. I have to go back and fix. There we go. It was right in your name. Somehow I had a period right before your name. It was dot Christy. I don't know how that got there, but it sticks. Alright, there we go. Alright, so I'm sending another email your direction. This one, the subject line is local/CIE, and that's our internal coding for your onboarding call. Let me know when that gets there. While we wait for it, I've got to put it on another slot over here, another calendar. I can't believe March is almost over.
I know, isn't that crazy?
It is. But on the other hand, I'm kind of glad, too, because I'm over winter, and
oh,
usually, yeah. I bet you are.
Yeah.
You guys really have been slammed. It
yep.
Was this one anything like the, you see, it was Halloween in, 91 or so. Did you guys get hit then really bad?
Gosh, I don't remember. What part of Wisconsin were you in?
Well, I grew up just north of Madison, but my grandma was up in Ladysmith and then in Bruce, and family's got cabin. And what's that?
Did you say Bruce's Crossing?
No, Bruce, Wisconsin.
Oh, Bruce, Wisconsin. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we used to go up to the UP all the time, and you know, it was one of our favorite places to go.
Yeah.
Oh, did that email make it to you, Christy?
Okay. I got your one text.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah,
awesome. Friday 3:31 from 4 to 5.
Perfect. If you would hit the yes on that, it'll send a response back and it'll hold our slot. If it behaves, you know, if it wants to play nice today.
So, let me see here.
Is it not playing?
No, it was asking me for my Google information.
Oh, it wanted you to log in?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Huh. And there it is.
So did
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Yep, it came back. Perfect. Thank you. So yes, that first text is my contact information. So you can put me in your phone. And then I'm also going to send you customer service. This is where you'll reach your technician. And on a regular basis, you will talk with your technician more than you will with me. But if you ever need anything, don't hesitate to give me a call. They do keep me on the phone a lot, as you can imagine. But leave me a message. I always check my voicemails.
Okay. All right.
All right. And then you can put the customer service folks in there, too, of course. And then I'm texting you just more info. It's how the call tracking works. So that one's on its way to you, too. Let's see. For us to contact you, Christy, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Like, as far, when you say contact, what do you, like?
If we need to reach out for a login or to ask you how you want something worded or where you want a picture, is it easier for you if we reach out by phone, text, or email?
I would say text and then phone would be my
choice. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
I guess he really doesn't. Do you have to put something on there? I don't know.
It's nice to have on the Google Business Profile. You know, if you want a recommendation, I would suggest just normal office-ish business hours, you know, that it would be okay to answer the phones between, 8 to 5 or 8 to 6, or even if he's really an early bird, you could do, 7 to 4 or 5. Just...
what if we did, 7 to 6?
We can do 7 to 6. Perfect. And then do you want to say Monday through Friday? Kind of giving him the option to answer on